Good afternoon, Wednesday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist, and Don Wick as well. The Red River Farm Network's Boots on the Ground tour is underway this week. Farm broadcaster Don Wick has more.
Last year's corn ground is the big hurdle for farmers in the Devil's Lake region. Some of the crop is still going through the combine. Pat Tronson of Tronson Grain at Doyen says it's a tough go for planting corn as well.
Acres are way down in seeded corn. I would say 25-30% maybe of the corn got seeded max of last year's. I don't know. It's been a struggle.
So what are we seeing as far as PP do you expect in this area?
There's going to be some PP. I would say if we get 80% of a crop in around here, we're going to be happy with that. It's not due to a lack of effort either. They're trying to get this corn ground. It is so wet, it's unbelievable.
Like many growers, Brian Engstrom, who farms at Leeds, North Dakota, made adjustments to his acreage mix.
We're about wrapping up on wheat today. We just started dry beans. Our corn planting went from planting maybe a third of our farm to corn to planting 2-3% corn. So we don't have much corn seeded this year. We switched to wheat and dry edible beans. That's probably the total of what we're going to seed. We'll have quite a few prevent plant acres.
Most of that PP that you're talking about is last year's corn ground, or where's the biggest issue there?
Well, it varies a lot, but I would say yes, a lot of our corn ground is probably not going to get, you know, totally seeded. There's going to be big wet areas that just we have to leave.
Crops are still going in the ground. No one wants to make a wish for rain because that faucet doesn't always turn off when you want, but nearly every farmer we visited said they wouldn't turn down a rain. This Boots on the Ground tour is moving into the Langdon area. We'll wrap up tonight in central North Dakota with Advanced Trading Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
The central and northern Red River Valley experienced a wet fall, delaying harvest and spring planting. Prevent plant will be a reality for some farmers. However, Mayville, North Dakota farmer Brent Coles did get all his corn harvested, which helped set things up this spring.
We were able to get going early, the 28th to May 1 time frame. We got about 1,300 acres planted. And of that, we planted about 600 acres of soybeans early on that work corn ground from last fall. So those beans are up nice now, and people didn't think too much of that when the ground was cold it was, but they sure look good.
And Cole speaks to the soil conditions.
Whether it's the Fargo clay or the lighter soils, it just needs to be opened up and get some air on it. It just has not been able to dry out, and you know, as many of the growers know, in the heavier soils you usually only can get away with working that one time, but this year there's been that exception made where you need to run over it and try and tickle it and then probably field cultivate it again. And you know, whether it's been soybean stubble or wheat stubble or even worked wheat ground, has just been a bearcat to get into.
In the Mayville, North Dakota area, farmer Tim Garrett is expecting a significant amount of prevent plant acres on his farm.
It's way wet. We didn't get much fall tillage done, and it's showing up. We finished in December 19th, I think it was, and way too late to get anything worked. It was way too wet. We had to wait for it to freeze up before we could get it. It's not very good. It's sealed up so bad, and it's mush underneath. It just won't dry out, even with these hot days we've had. It just will not dry out.
This year, Garrett got 40% of his intended acres planted, along with 3/4 of the dry beans and half of the barley and soybean intended acres. Prevent plant is the only option for a portion of the remaining acres.
It has to be. We just can't touch it. We've been out and trying different times, and it just won't go. Been doing this a long time. Never seen anything like this. PP is not what I think of when I talk about farming. It just, I do not like it, for one thing. It stays so wet year after year after year. It just, you never get it dried out.
There is certainly no shortage of moisture in eastern North Dakota fields. According to NDSU Extension soil health specialist Abby Wick, cover crops are one way farmers can help manage wet soils.
One of the cover crops that I really like is the dwarf Essex rapeseed. And I like it because of the root structure. But, you know, mainly when we're using these cover crops, we're looking to get some different root structures in the soils and different depths of rooting to use moisture at different soil layers and throughout the profile. In 2021, don't use just radish and turnip. I think it's tempting because of the small seed size that you could just broadcast it out there and maybe use vertical tillage or something to incorporate it. But you could have phosphorus uptake issues in corn the following year because you're putting, if you just use radish and turnip, you're using two non-mycorrhizal species.
Rotation to steer clear of certain cover crop mixes.
You do have canola in rotation. Using brassicas like rapeseed, turnip, or radish can cause club root concerns. So be sure to steer clear of those in your cover crop mixes. Select them, just you don't want to transfer any of those, have club root concerns if you have canola in rotation.
A strengthening high pressure ridge is expected to continue to dominate the eastern two-thirds of the country the remainder of this week and all through the weekend. The National Weather Service says a couple of disturbances are expected to ride that ridge across the northern tier of the country into the weekend, bringing some scattered rain and even thunderstorms. Northern Plains is expected to remain on the warm to hot side, with the heat causing some heat stress to growing crops in areas that do not see the scattered thunderstorms. Don't forget, you can find out more about the Red River Farm Network radio station affiliates, listen to this broadcast, podcasts, and more. It's all at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Sunrise Cooperative Vice President of Grain, Craig Haugard, says crop conditions in northeastern Ohio are off to a good start.
Especially compared to last year, for probably the upper two-thirds of the state of Ohio, it went in pretty well. The area that was real good last year has really struggled with some excess moisture this year, but that's now getting planted pretty good. We've had some replant that's gone on. But by and large, it looks like we're off to a pretty darn good start around here.
Haugard says conditions look much different than they did last year.
We've had some wet spots, and we've got some guys doing some replant stuff right now. But certainly compared to a year ago, it's a night and day difference. So feel a lot better about this fall than I was this time a year ago looking at last fall. So.
Van On & Company market analyst Christy Van On says this year's seasonal uptrend in corn and soybeans has been slow.
You know, there's a lot of ups and downs on this growing season, but what we do know is that this is a seasonal time frame that usually you see this rally happen in corn and soybeans, and it's been a very slow start. I think I was looking at a chart the other day, and in the last month, corn has rallied about 4 cents off the D's 20, and we need to see a little bit more action, especially looking back at a time frame that typically is, you know, our key marketing area.
Van On says more weather concerns are beginning to pop up in certain areas.
The weekly report from the Energy Information Administration for the week ending May 29th shows ethanol production up 40,000 barrels per day from last week to 765,000 barrels per day. The current week's ethanol production is nearly 27% less than a year ago. Ethanol stocks are down 3% from the previous week at 22.5 million barrels.
CoBank Knowledge Exchange Division Manager Tanner Emke says sugar beet growers and cooperatives are expected to have a strong year financially for the 2020-2021 crop on improved production and higher global sugar prices.
The expectations are that we're going to see a rebound in production, assuming that we do have a return to normal weather. And so that's the hopeful sign, is that we're going to see a rebound in production. And also, these prices are very profitable right now. And right now, the processors are marketing next year's crop at today's high prices.
Emke says last fall's production problems impacted refined sugar prices in a big way.
A very strong premium of refined beet sugar prices over raw sugar prices. And that spread now has widened out to about 18 to 19 cents premium of raw, refined over raw versus the historical trend of about 8 to 9. So clearly that relationship is strengthened on that premium, and we expect that to stay there until we at least see a rebound in that production this fall for sugar beets.
The Sugar Association is seeking action from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to change food packaging and enhance labeling transparency. Sugar Association CEO Courtney Gaines says the association filed a citizen petition with the FDA this morning to stop misleading claims about added sugar content.
The first ask is that the term sweetener appear in parentheses after the name of all non-nutritive sweeteners in the ingredient list. For children's food and beverages, indicate the type and quantity of non-nutritive sweeteners in milligrams per serving on the front of food packages. For products that make a sugar content claim, for example, a no, low, or reduced sugar claim, they will require the disclosure sweeten with name of sweetener or sweeteners beneath the claim. We're also asking for the requirement to disclose the potential gastrointestinal side effects from the consumption of sugar alcohols and some sugar substitutes in foods at the lowest observed levels of effect. And lastly, we're asking FDA to ensure that all sugar content claims are truthful and not misleading.
During the second general session of the virtual North Dakota FFA convention, two star award winners were named. The 2020 Star in Ag placement is Tyler Lee from the Carrington FFA chapter, and the star farmer is Aaron Johnson from the Garrison FFA chapter. Typically, four star award winners are awarded at the convention, but candidates in the other two star areas did not meet the qualifications for star recognition. The stars are top awards given in the organization presented to those FFA members who go above and beyond their supervised agricultural experience. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. As the 91st North Dakota FFA Convention continues, State Vice President Anna Stoppelworth says the virtual event is generating positive feedback. Stoppelworth goes on to say the blue corduroy jacket has changed her life. It will be bittersweet when her year of service ends tomorrow.
It's given me skills that I'll use for the rest of my life. It's given me opportunities to travel all around the country, but most importantly, it's connected me with the most down-to-earth and genuine people that I've ever met that have pushed and challenged me to grow not only as an FFA member, but as an individual. And I'll forever be grateful for the family that I've met in the blue and gold. Definitely FFA is something that I'm going to continue to give back to. Whether it's being an alumni member or coming back to help judge events, even trying to help coach like local teams in FFA, whatever I can do to give back, I will definitely be there.
The North Dakota FFA convention coverage is presented by the North Dakota Farmers Union, North Dakota Corn Council, Nutrien Ag Solutions, Farm Credit Services of Mandan, NDFB, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and Corteva Agriscience.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon, July Minneapolis wheat up 3 at 519.5. July Chicago wheat up 4 at 512. July Kansas City wheat up 5.75 at 456.5. July corn down a half at 323.75. December corn down a quarter at 337.75. July beans up 6.25 at 856.75. November beans up 5 at 865.5. June live cattle up 35 cents at 95.65. August up $1.30. August feeder cattle up 82 cents, rather up 67 cents at 134.10. October up $1.02. June lean hogs down $3.60 at 48.80. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day. This is the Red River Farm Network.